Elliot, one of the ongoing stories to tell during this crisis is the effect on businesses that have had to close down or have just lost customers because of the economy's downturn. Your reporter, Billy Jean-Louis, has a story this week about how local organizations such as the Charlottesville Business Innovation Council and Charlottesville's Office of Economic Development are creating networks for entrepreneurs to stay connected. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, this is really a great thing that's been happening in the area because it's really showing people that, yes, I mean, at the end of the day, they do need funding to help stay afloat, but they also need a lot of resources and togetherness. And that's one thing that came out of this was having those groups that helped them build their resiliency and share ideas. So it's just a fantastic thing where the local agencies here have been stepping up to help with not just loans and grants, but also webinars and other information.
Yeah, and it's not an insignificant amount of money. It is just reading from that article from Charlottesville's Office of Economic Development, about $80,000 to 40 different businesses and $30,000 in the business recovery loan. So not an insignificant amount of money.
Right, definitely not. As we all know, is that the money for the Paycheck Protection Plan has dried up already. So this was definitely a good boost to these local companies, as there's still so much uncertainty in the next days, months, and weeks.
Well, still talking about money, last time you and I had a conversation, we talked about your partnership with the Cavalier Daily, the UVA student newspaper, which is still operating. And yeah, this week, Patrick Roney had a pretty interesting report about the amount of money that UVA has refunded to students for unused housing and dining costs for the spring semester alone. But the university is getting a lot of that money back from the CARES Act?
Yeah, they're getting a portion of that back. They're anticipating, originally it was $12 million that they were anticipating, but now that's been up to $18 million, but they've received almost $12 million from the CARES Act to help fill that hole. This really is shows how much that this is also affecting higher education. It seems like one of those things that it's just thinking about it, you thought they would be pretty much okay, but there's buildings where although things are closed, there's still costs related to those. There's still teaching classes. They're still paying some employees, and that adds up fairly quickly.
Elliot, what do you have coming up in Charlottesville tomorrow in the next few days that you're most excited about?
One thing, we have a Cavalier Daily writer who had been freelancing for us for a while. She's about to start her job over the summer in South Carolina, but she has been talking to some employees in the hospitals here about just how things have been going for them, how they're coping, how they're dealing with self-care, and that should be coming out in the next few days. And I think this is a really interesting insight of what's going on with them, with everything that's going on. Because it's easy just to think of them just doing their duty and not really think about like what happens when that shift is over and how they're trying to decompress from all that they've seen.
Okay, well, we will look for that coming up in the next few days. Elliot, I also have to ask about this. A couple of weeks ago, you told me that you were shaving off your long beard to make room for the requisite mask. So how does it feel now? And is the beard coming back when this is all over?
Yeah, I'm still not really happy about shaving it all off. I've been growing it out for 2 years.
Oh, man.
And definitely once this is all over, I've vowed to say it will be bigger and better than before.
Bigger and better. Well, I hope that happens sooner rather than later.
Same here.
Well, Elliot Robinson joined Charlottesville Tomorrow as its news editor in August 2018. He's also worked as a reporter and editor at the Richmond Times-Dispatch and the Daily Progress. Elliot, thanks very much again for your time. I hope we can check in with you again soon.
Yeah, thank you.